Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that you'll help us to renew our minds by your word, and so we seek to be nourished by the daily bread that you give us. Good morning, saints. Our reading is Matthew 13, verse 31 to 32. Here is another illustration Jesus used. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed planted in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest of garden plants and grows into a tree where birds can come and find shelter in its branches. There is a saying that goes, "Do not despise small beginnings." Jesus himself started as a newborn baby and grew to be a young man and became the Savior of the world. This was prophesied in Daniel chapter 2, verse 31 to 45. It's a bit of a long stretch, but let's get to it. Your Majesty, in your vision you saw in front of you a huge and powerful statue of a man shining brilliantly, frightening and awesome. The head of the statue was made of fine gold, its chest and arms were of silver, its belly and thighs were of bronze, its legs were of iron, and its feet were a combination of iron and clay. But as you watched, a rock was cut from a mountain by supernatural means. It struck the feet of iron and clay, smashing them to bits. The whole statue collapsed into a heap of iron, clay, bronze, silver, and gold. The pieces were crushed as small as chaff on a threshing floor, and the wind blew them all away without a trace. But the rock that knocked the statue down became a great mountain that covered the whole earth. That was the dream. Now I will tell your majesty what it means. Your majesty, you are a king over many kings. The God of heaven has given you sovereignty, power, strength, and honor. He has made you the ruler over all the inhabited world and has put even the animals and birds under your control. You are the head of gold. But after your kingdom comes to an end, another great kingdom, inferior to yours, will rise to take your place. After that kingdom has fallen, yet a third great kingdom, represented by the bronze belly and thighs, will rise to rule the world. Following that kingdom, there will be a fourth great kingdom as strong as iron. That kingdom will smash and crush all previous empires, just as iron smashes and crushes everything it strikes. The feet and toes you saw, that were a combination of iron and clay, show that this kingdom will be divided. Some parts of it will be as strong as iron, and others as weak as clay. This mixture of iron and clay also shows that these kingdoms will try to strengthen themselves by forming alliances with each other through intermarriage, but this will not succeed, just as iron and clay do not mix. During the reigns of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. No one will ever conquer it. It will shatter all these kingdoms into nothingness, but it will stand forever. That is the meaning of the rock cut from the mountain by supernatural means, crashing to dust the statue of iron, bronze, clay, silver, and gold. The great God has shown your majesty what will happen in the future. The dream is true and its meaning is certain. Now, I'm not going to go into the Median Persians and all the other kingdoms that followed. The last one was the Roman Empire that was around when Jesus was born and living on planet Earth. And that was the feet of iron and clay. It was a very strong empire, but it had the roots of decay and it eventually crumbled. Now, the rock that was hewn by supernatural means is basically the kingdom of God. And that started with the birth of Jesus. And as he grew up and grew in wisdom and stature, and that would be height, grew up to be a man, and then he offered himself the ultimate sacrifice so that he could offer salvation to every living human being. And it's up to each human being on planet Earth throughout time to accept his free gift of salvation in order to gain the eternal life that he offers. Jesus himself was speaking in John 12, verse 24 to 25. The truth is, a kernel of wheat must be planted in the soil. Unless it dies, it will be alone, a single seed. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who despise their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Romans 12 verse 1 to 2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will accept. When you think of what he has done for you, is this too much to ask? Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will know what God wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and perfect his will really is. And in Romans 10:17, yet faith comes from listening to this message of good news, the good news about Christ. Other translations just say, faith comes from hearing the word. That's the Bible, that's the love letter from God himself. So that's what we're doing this morning. We are listening to God's word and growing our faith and transforming our minds so God can turn us into the new person by changing the way we think. So shine your light. No matter what small thing God asks you to do, do it faithfully. And God's kingdom is growing day by day. As it was prophesied in Daniel, it is spreading throughout the earth. And that's when we'll be ready for Jesus to return.